أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رمضان كريم. Now today we focus upon a most amazing human being, the most perfect student of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we look at these days as sadness, because these are the days when he left the world. And what he said today on the 19th of Ramadan was, tomorrow you will look back to my time and my innermost thoughts will be revealed to you. Then you will recognize me after I have left my position and another has taken mine. Now when I think of Imam Ali al-Islam, my goodness, there is so much. It's like all these stars in the sky twinkling and saying, talk about me, talk about me. Where do you start? But as a child, I remember that the Quran was my first focus. And my grandma used to tell me that whenever you think of him, think 555. Think 555. And this was Surah number 5, Ayah 55. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Innama waliyukum Allahu. Indeed, only Allah is your guardian, is your protector, is your wali. وَرَسُولَهُ, and the messenger is your protector and your wali. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and those who believe. Now it describes who they are. الَّذِينَ, those who يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ, who establish salah, وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ, and who give out, who give zakah. وَهُمْ رَاقِئُونَ, whilst they are in ruku. So my grandma used to tell me this story, and most of you have heard it, but a good start to think of when we think of Imam Ali. So this is related from Abu Dharr Ghifari when he says one day he was praying with Rasulullah in Masjid al-Nabawi when a beggar came to the masjid. Everyone was praying. No one responded to his pleas for help. The beggar raised his hands and said, Ya Allah, bear witness that I have come to your Prophet's mosque and no one has helped me. Imam Ali al-Islam was in ruku. He stretched his hand towards the beggar and pointed out his little finger on which there was a ring. The beggar came forward and took the ring. The Prophet raised his face towards the heavens in dua and says, Ya Rabbi, my brother Prophet Musa begged to you to expand for him his chest, make his work easy for him and loosen the knot on his tongue so that people might understand him, and to appoint from amongst his relations his brother as his wazir, and to strengthen his back with Harun, to make Harun his partner in work. Now this is in Surah Taha, Ayah 25-30. And then he said, you said to Musa, we will strengthen your arm with your brother. O Allah, I am Muhammad. Expand my breast for me. Rabbi shrahli sadri. Make my work easy for me. Wa yassirli amri. And from my family, appoint my brother Ali as my wazir. Strengthen my back with him. The Prophet had not finished this dua when Jibreel brought this revelation from the Quran. Surah number 5, Ayah 55. Whenever you think of Ali, first think of 555. Let's now look at some of the ahadith, some of his words. So, which incidentally all learned from Rasulullah. He always used to start his sentence by saying, Sami'tu, I heard from Rasulullah. So let's look at some of them so we can think about them. He said, no honor is nobler than humility and kindness. About himself, he used to pray and say, Ya Allah, forgive me for my mistakes that people are not aware of. This is Ali. This is what he used to say. His opponents created enmity with him. They wronged him. They spoke ill of him. They came to fight with him. And still he would say, oblige your brothers by warning them. Correct them by showing favors and giving them favors. You should tie the knot of love and affection with your brother, remembering that your brother is not strong enough to break the knot, nor is he capable of harming you. When people advised him to be strong against the oppressors of previous regimes, so that they may not weaken his government, he would say, your friend is he who saves you from ills. Your enemy is he who induces you to do bad deeds. Adopt truthfulness, even if you lose out. Avoid telling lies, even if you profit by them. To his officers, he would say, people are your brothers, either because of your religion, or they're equal to you because they are the inhabitants of the earth just like you. Therefore, forgive them, overlook their mistakes, as you expect the same attitude from your Rabb.
he would say. He is poor who has no friends. Do not feel happy over others' misfortunes. Get closer to people through kindness and favors. Forgive your oppressors. Don't disappoint the person from your obligations who doesn't want to oblige you. If a person severs his relation with you, form new relations with him. Befriend the person who keeps a grudge against you. And then finally, if someone is hungry, then there is a definitive that his share has been taken by another. And he used to say, whenever I see abundant wealth, I have noticed along with it, somebody's right has been usurped. Things to think about, his words to ponder about. And inshallah, we will look at some other words of Imam Ali over the next few days.